I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how. Hey, hey, welcome back and happy new year. I can't believe we are to 2025 already. This just feels so wild. 2024 was a great year in many respects, but it was also a hard year. It was also a wild year. And I was reminded that, yep, I still like to buffer. I still like to avoid certain emotions, especially negative emotions. I still like to put that off and turn to something else, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. We are going to talk about a 90-day challenge that I am doing with all of my clients. And so what I think happens as we get into the new year's is we're setting goals. We have these big ideas. We're all excited. We want to start strong, start with momentum and build it and keep going. And we are so full of hope, which is great. But one of the problems is that we are often doing too much too fast. And so we're creating a harder ability for ourselves to be able to stick with things. And we keep reinforcing this start, stop, all or nothing kind of dichotomy that we get stuck in. And so the New Year's 90-day challenge that I am doing with clients is going to look a little different. And really, the core premise of this is we are going to break the start, stop cycle of doom. We're going to break these all or nothing habits. And it really starts, it's not just a physical habit, it's the thinking habit, it's the thinking pattern. It's the emotional patterns. And so one of the key things is that I'm going to help you to set a goal, create a simple, doable plan, and then it's all about implementing and following through on that plan without feeling like you have to start over at day one. So it's all about noticing when there are hiccups, evaluating, and you get back on track faster. So that's one of the key things that we're going to do. No punishment, no having to make up for it the next day or the next week. No more, screw it, I already ruined the day, I'll start over Monday. No more, screw it, I've already blown it this week, it's done, it's over, I can't do anything, I can't save it, but that's okay, I'll start over later because I can be perfect later. There's no more restarting at day one. You get right back on track the very next meal, the very next decision, the very next day. And so rather than thinking, screw it, I've blown it, we want to look at what's the next best decision. And sometimes if you are mid-eating, you might be like, okay, the next best decision is to put away the cookies, to put down my spoon and put away the ice cream. It's what is the next best decision? And it's really learning how to put down the blame, shame, and judgment. We're going to do this 90 days. So you have one goal, two beliefs, three habits. That's it. The 1, 2, 3, 90-day challenge. You are going to focus on one primary goal. And there can be a variety of things that you're working on. Usually there's a variety of areas of life that we want to work on. But when it comes to food, fitness, weight loss, emotional eating, binge eating, I want you to pick one goal, okay? So you have one goal. You are then going to work on two beliefs, two intentional beliefs about yourself, about the process, about your progress, about what's possible for you, about your ability to lose the weight and keep it off. Two beliefs. And then three habits, just three. And this might feel a little hard, but I want you to focus on what are the three habits that I really want to get clear and focused on. And this is where we are going to make it simple, doable, sustainable. Because a lot of times what happens with the new year, right? We set these big dreamy goals, these big audacious plans and habits, but it's not sustainable. And so what happens is I'm either all in or I'm all out. I'm either all in 100%, doing it perfectly, doing it to the extreme, or I'm all out saying, screw it, I've already blown it. It's fine, I've ruined the day, but I'll get back on track tomorrow. I'll start back up tomorrow. And we continue to say, screw it, the rest of the day. So we eat our faces off, we don't follow through, we don't look at not even just how can I save the day, it's like, how can I make better choices today, even if I had a donut this morning, even if I didn't go work out at lunchtime. Like, what would be a next best decision? Because the real challenge underneath the all or nothing thinking, the all or nothing habits, is perfectionism, right? It's if I can't be perfect, then screw it. Why bother? Because the idea is if I can be perfect, then I can get there faster. And I was just on a podcast episode taping, and it was fantastic because we were talking about this, right? Of this idea of like, most of the time, it's dreadful to lose weight. It feels like sheer, utter horror. And so it's okay, weight loss is going to suck, is our premonition and our thought. And then, or like this belief pattern, right? It sucks having to lose weight. I have to give up all the food that I like and the food that tastes good. Losing weight sucks. So if it's sucky and it's dreadful, and now I'm telling you to allow it to take as long as it needs to, now I'm telling you to slow down in order to speed up, now I'm telling you, give yourself a year to lose 60 pounds. You're like, screw that. I don't want that. I want to hurry up and get there as fast as possible because this shit sucks right here. And we're doing it backwards. Like, we're getting it wrong. So we're really going to break all of your old food rules, all of your diet rules, all of the diet thoughts, and rewire these patterns, rewire this. And part of it comes from recognizing that what you've been trying hasn't been working. And it's not anything against you. It's just the habits, the beliefs, the patterns. It doesn't work for you. And that's okay. One of the things that I said on the podcast is some things work for some people. There is no one thing that works for all people. There's no one way to lose weight. There's no one way to grow a business. There's no one way to get promoted. There's no one way to do most of the goals that we have in life. There's no one way to parent. There's no one way to buy a car. You can buy a car like a dozen different ways. What way works for you? That's the question. But we have to break through this perfectionist fantasy of if I can be perfect, then I can get there faster. I can get this diet hell over with faster. Because ultimately, I want to feel the way I want to feel. I want to experience life the way that I want to feel, the way that I want to experience it. And we get so caught up trying to get there faster that we don't think about, can I stay there? We just think, I just need to try harder. I just need to commit more. I just need to go more extreme. It's like we go to these, I just need to do it better, faster, stronger. And so not only are we trying to tackle all the things all at once, but we're now doing it to the extreme. So we're going to change what we're eating, how much, how often, exercise patterns, sleep, water, stress. And then we're going to take each of these to the extreme. So no flour, no sugar, no processed foods, no carbs. And this is often what gets us so hung up is we make it extreme. We make it restrictive. We don't know how to enjoy life while losing weight, which is the core premise. That's the core challenge. And that's ultimately what we want, is to have a life that we love, to have a body that we love, to really enjoy the weight loss process. And that can only happen if you actually are eating the foods that you like, if you are doing the exercise that you like, if you are talking to yourself in a way that you like, if you are praising and validating your progress and how far you've come. And it means we have to be so onto our brain of all the times it wants to say, what's the point? Why bother if I only do this once a week instead of every day? Why bother if I only have time for a 15-minute walk instead of an hour? Why bother if I'm not in ketosis anymore? Why bother? Like, oh, I've already made one mistake to start all over at day one. Who cares now? And this is my biggest beef with 75 hard. I don't think like it, and I don't know that it's meant to be sustainable. I don't like it. And for some people, if this is what you like and it actually works for you, as in it is sustainable and creates the habits that you want to create long term, if you create the body that you crave doing 75 hard and you can maintain it all year long for years and years, you get on with your bad self. But if you can't, then maybe it's time to try something different. And I think one of the biggest issues that I have with it, because I think there are probably some good things. Like, number one, I will never take a cold shower. Hail to the no. Not when you have had to take cold showers because you don't have hot water. Like, when you've lived in third world countries, nope, I just have no desire whatsoever. I've got a friend and her husband doesn't like cold chicken. And he's, nope, I won't eat it. Life's too short to drink bad wine. Life's too short to drink or to eat cold chicken. Life is too short to take cold showers. There's no way. So anyways, I don't like this idea though of having to start back over at day one. And I understand the philosophy of you've come so far, you're doing so good, don't give up now, keep going, we don't want to start over. But for most of the people that I attract, the people who are like me, where we tend to be perfectionists. We tend to be people pleasers. We can swing from all in to all out. We have a hard time getting back on track sometimes. We really struggle with being able to follow through and do things consistently. That does not work. The people who have diet trauma, like me, who have been a chronic dieter, like me, who have been a binge eater, like me, this does not work. Because one error, one mistake, one thing now essentially negates all the good that you did. So whether it's week 3 or week 4, you tried so hard, but it's not enough. And then we tend to internalize it. And now I'm never enough. I'm never going to be enough. And it's this, we throw it away and we have a harder time getting back on track. Because when you think, screw it, I've already blown it. When you think, man, I just ruined all the last 4 weeks of progress, it's a lot harder to get back on track again. Instead of, we're doing this for 90 days and you get right back on track the very next day. Maybe it's 2 days later, but as soon as you can, you get back on track. That's the process. We're going to get back on track faster. We're going to celebrate all of the progress, all of the improvements. I'm going to teach you how to enjoy the process of losing weight. I'm going to teach you how to enjoy your life, to love your life, to build the life that you crave as you're losing the weight, to love your body now and all the way down the scale. That's what we're doing. Okay, so we're going to keep it really simple. And then we're making this plan and we're going to evaluate. So we're going to make a hypothesis. We're going to guess, okay, this is what I think it's going to take. Here's what I think is going to need to happen. You're going to fail and you're going to succeed. And then we're going to evaluate. So I have weekly evaluations for clients, but we're also going to evaluate at the end of the month. We need a fair amount of data to work with. So we're going to be looking at it month to month, as well as the 90 days as a whole. And if there are any things that need to pivot or shift or any adjustments that we need to make, we're going to make it at the 30-day mark or the 60-day mark. Or we're going to keep going for the whole 90 days. Okay? This is what it's all about, is really trusting and believing this is good enough. Small, simple, sustainable changes will work, will create the life and the body that you truly desire, and that this could be easier than you really think. What if weight loss was fun? What if weight loss felt easy? What if weight loss was like actually not that bad? What if it was enjoyable? And I'm going to give you this example of how of what this looks like for me with my no dating this year. Because at first, when I first had a friend tell me I should not date for a whole year, she told me this last December in 2023, and I was like, hell to the no. She might have even been late November, but I was like, absolutely not. There is no way in hell that I am going to go a whole year without dating. You've lost your mind. That sounds terrible, is really what my thought was. Like, a year of no dating, that's going to suck. Okay? That's my default old thought. That is the thought that I need to really focus on changing for this next year if I want to do a year of no dating and actually enjoy my life. And so no dating means no coffee chats, no catch-ups with old boyfriends or old friends, no lunch dates, no dating apps, no booty calls, no friends with benefits, no, like, nothing, none of that. Like, really limiting my male interaction. No, oh, we're just friends. Like, really, oh, and that one's going to be hard because I have some guys, there are some guys in my life where I feel like, oh, we're just friends. But it's a way for me to get my emotional needs met. And so the whole point of this, the whole point for me of not dating for a year is to identify and recognize what are those patterns, what are those emotions where I'm getting my needs met through men and through my interactions with them, okay? So that I can learn how to meet them for myself, so that I'm no longer turning outside of me and looking to somebody else to meet that need for me. If you want to go on this ride with me, you want to do this too, come work with me. We can do this together, and I'm going to lead the way, and I'm going to show you how to do the internal work so we're not just going to not date and pretend like everything's going to magically be different and better when we do start dating again. No, we got to do the unconscious, like subconscious internal work so that we are reprogramming our brain, we're reprogramming our nervous system so that when you are dating again, you are no longer attracting or attracted to all of those red flags. But we got to start with you. So if you want to do this too, come work with me, okay? My thought though, my old thought was like, this is going to suck. And I noticed this even a couple weeks ago. I was even like debating, do I really want to commit to a year? maybe I should just do 6 months. Do I really want to do a whole year? Because the thought is like, that sounds dreadful. That's going to suck. And so my new thought is, I am committed to making not dating fun, easy, and enjoyable. I'm going to make 2025 so fun, exciting, and enjoyable that I won't think twice about not having a man in my life. That is the type of belief that we want to have. That's what's going to be sustainable. So sometimes when we are working on beliefs, it can be helpful to look at what's the default, what's the fear, what's the, like, is there any dread? We want to look at what is the kind of like the apprehension. If you think about, okay, it's going to take me a year to hit my weight loss goal. What are your natural thoughts? That could be one way of finding what are the old shitty thoughts that we need to work on changing. And then really just deciding and defining one or two really core beliefs that you're going to practice believing. You're going to work on believing and work on stepping into that. So with the habits, with the things now that I'm going to do, because it's not enough just to be like, oh, I'm just not dating, so I just have to avoid this thing. I now get to, one, find and schedule monthly activities that I'm going to do. And I'm going to find activities I'm going to do on my own, do them solo. I'm going to find activities I want to do with girlfriends. So this looks like concerts, comedy shows, classes, workshops, sporting events. Like, I heard an ad on the radio for the Amateur Hockey League here in town, and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. I would love to go see a hockey game in person. So I'm looking at, okay, what are the things that I actually like and enjoy? And I'm going to put those into my life. And I don't need a man to go with me. I don't need a date to go try a new restaurant or a new cocktail lounge or to go to a comedy show or a concert. Like, I don't need a man to do that with me. I want one. But I also know my picker is a little broken. Like, in the past when I was dating, it was like, there were some healthy guys that I found things wrong with or that I wasn't really attracted to, but that real toxic one with all the red flags, ooh, he's a winner. He looks good. And I am so grateful for the experiences I had this year. Part of me like looks back and is, man, I wish you would have just not dated this year, Jillian. And the other part of me looks back and I'm like, wow, what a wild ride. And I have grown so much because of this. And now I am ready and willing to choose a year of no dating. It's not that I can't. It's not somebody else told me I should or I shouldn't. It's this is what I am choosing. And that is the place that we want to get to. And that's where we will get to when it comes to food, when it comes to releasing certain things. So I love ice cream. I don't eat ice cream every day, though. And there are times when I can eat half of an ice cream bar and be satisfied. And I'm good with that. That was like never a thing in the past. But it's been my decision. Like, I'm choosing how much to eat. I'm choosing when I eat it. I'm choosing when I let go of it. Nobody's making me do it. Again, because this is not extreme, it's we're going to meet ourselves right where we're at and get 1% better. Okay? So it's I'm choosing this. So I want to look at how do I live a really fun, enjoyable life and take like the emphasis off of food, right? Just like I'm going to now take the emphasis off of dating and needing a man to make it more fun or enjoyable. Okay, so I'm going to look for what are the different events that I want to do and start to plan them. Buy tickets, put it on the calendar. I'm going to decide what hobbies I want to continue. Like, I've been learning Russian. I've been dancing more. I want to play guitar. So guitar is the other one that was on my list for this year that I never really got to. So I'm going to add that in. That's one of the things that I want to get back to. And then I'm working with a coach to help me process through those emotions and to find the patterns where I'm looking for a man to meet certain emotional needs. So to identify what are those emotions and now how do I meet them for myself and feel just as like emotionally satisfied with myself meeting them rather than somebody else. So like attention, feeling validated, feeling pretty, special, chosen, loved. Like I'm looking at really what are those deeper core things underneath and even some of the like what might feel like superficial types of things. But that's what we have to do with food. Is we have to understand what is the food doing for us. We're going to do the exact same thing. You could replace really anything with this, whether it's overworking, overspending, it might be overdrinking, right? Like it's where am I turning to this thing outside of myself because I'm avoiding a negative emotion or I'm trying to create a positive emotion somehow, right? So that's what this looks like for me. For weight and body, one of my new habits is I'm going to do yoga every week. And if there was actually a week recently where I didn't do it, I did it like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, then I missed a week, and now I'm right back on track. It's no having to make up for it, no beating myself up. I just get back into the flow of I'm going to do this once a week. And if I want to do 2 classes a week, great. But I'm starting with once a week. And that's my plan for the whole year. And I always do like a reassessment in the summer, but this is what I'm working with. So I'm going to focus on the yoga. I'm already being mindful of some of my coping mechanisms. We don't need to try to take all of our coping mechanisms away all at once, which I feel like often is what happens. And then, of course, it's like we can white knuckle and willpower for a little bit. And then we fall back into our same old patterns, our same old habits, because we're not looking at what's driving the pattern to begin with. But I'm just going to be really intentional with, all right, do I feel satisfied? Do I want more? Why do I want more? Have I been a little lax around protein bars or chocolates or things like that? And I think I have been a little bit. So for something like no dating, I'll be able to look back over the year and see, did I go on any dates? I can evaluate and look at why and all of that stuff, but it's okay, there's that marker. But I also want to get to the point where I walk into a room and I'm not immediately scanning for, are men looking at me? Are they noticing? Are they paying attention to me? Do they think I'm pretty? Do they want me? There's not that subtle scan for it. And I feel like I did this with food sometimes. I would walk in and it would be like, okay, what kind of food is there? How much? What's the dessert? It was like my brain for a long time was wired where food was the center of everything, the center of the day, the center of what I was thinking about. I was constantly thinking about food. And I don't think it was a conscious thought, but I think for a long time, I would scan to see, do they think I'm pretty? Am I getting noticed? And it was like this little sense of validation. So it's like being able to not do that. It's like being happy and enjoying being single. When I get to the point where I'm not trying to speed up the timeline for which I can start dating, that's a good sign. If I get to the end of the year and I'm like, all right, I know I said a year, but I might as well start dating now in November. I'm going to be wondering, what emotional needs do I think men are going to meet for me right now? Why do I think it's not going to be as fun or enjoyable to finish out the year not dating? Versus getting to the end of the year and being like, I could take it or leave it. Neutral. That's where I want to get. Just like I know that's where you want to get with food, where it's neutral. You could take it or leave it. It's like not a big deal. I don't shame myself. It's easy. It's effortless. It feels natural. With weight loss, though, I'm going to give you an example of what this might look like for you. So if you have a goal, let's say your goal is to lose 60 pounds for the year, then we want to break it down. So maybe your 90-day goal is to lose 15 pounds. And you can decide what feels good to you. But I typically recommend about 1 to 2 pounds per week as average, depending on how much weight you have to lose. 1 pound per week is sustainable. Some weeks might be more. There are going to be fluctuations. But if you look at 1 pound per week, that's a great starting point to just set a foundation and to start tracking and getting some data. Okay. So we want to look for any old shitty thoughts. This is going to suck. Being on this weight loss journey for an entire year is going to be so tough, or it's not going to be any fun. This is going to take forever. We want to look at what are maybe some fears, worries, undercurrents of belief. And then we want to flip those. So new beliefs might be, I'm committed to making this year fun and enjoyable, even as I lose weight. Or I'm committed to figuring out how to lose weight while still enjoying my life, even if it takes me all year, even if it takes me a year and a half. Those are the types of beliefs that we want to dig into. And then habits. So y'all know I talk about our habits often, but is your sleep down? Getting your sleep on lock. That's always one of the top things that I recommend for people. And that's one of the first things we're going to address. Get in your sleep. You got to be doing that. So there's sleep, water, hunger and satiety, like really listening to, are you truly physically hungry? Yes or no? That's going to be another big aspect. But your habits can look different. It's like depending on who you are and what works and works for you, this is where you get to decide. And again, this is our best guess as to what's going on. So when I look at me and like why my weight's up just a couple pounds, my best guess is, okay, I probably was drinking a little more than regular. I probably was having more sweets, but I wasn't tracking it very well. So this month is all about tracking to find the data. It's being intentional, making a plan, knowing what that plan is day to day, and even just having this idea of I only drink twice per week. That's the plan. one treat, one dessert, and 3 pieces of chocolate or less. That's the plan, right? I don't need to be super specific all the time with what I eat. I don't need to be weighing or measuring food, but there are going to be certain things where it's, okay, my guess is this might be an issue or this might be a little a part of the problem. This might be a bit of the hangup. So let me set that as the goal and I'll know in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to adjust. So you're going to know in 30 days time, how are things going? And this isn't, you don't make it harder. You don't try to do more so you can get there faster. It's really about that sustainability. This is what I'm going to do with all my clients. And not everybody has a weight loss goal. Some of my clients are working on, they're working to stop drinking or stop drinking as much. They want to like feel more in control and like be able to moderate their alcohol consumption. Others, it's more food and emotional eating. So we're going to set goals around food, not from a weight loss perspective, but around their just like the emotional eating, the snacking, the habits, the things that tend to maybe run more on autopilot. Some clients are going to have business goals. Some clients are going to have relationship goals. Some like it's going to look different for everybody. And that's okay. This is really about you. What do you want to do? And if anything could work, I think we have to be really honest with ourselves about what doesn't work, what hasn't worked in the past, and really lean into believing the things that will work in the future. Really trusting ourselves that we can do this. And this is where I come in, is to help you implement this plan and show up consistently for yourself and help you identify and work through those obstacles to help you understand and evaluate like why you overate, why you emotionally ate, why you ate off plan, why you went on a date, why you didn't follow the plan. That's what it's all about. It's not about getting it perfect. It's about getting right back on track and it's about learning from it. We cannot, like, mistakes don't mean anything. Failure doesn't mean anything if you don't first learn from it. You have to figure out, okay, what was the pattern? What was really underneath it? What could I do differently next time? How might I want to try this in a new way? And you might have to do that a few times before you remember in the moment that's what you want to try differently next time. I know it's annoying, but sometimes that's just the way it works. And so let's not make that a challenge. Let's not make that a problem. We're going to work on feeling all of our emotions. We're going to work on bringing those up to the top, on learning how to meet our own emotional needs. We're going to learn how to handle our brain talking about failure. We're going to learn how to handle and rewrite stories around past relationships, about childhood trauma, about past attempts to lose weight. There's going to be a lot of internal work. I guarantee you do this and 90 days from now, you will not recognize yourself. It's going to be so flipping good. If you want to do this work with me and you want some help, you want somebody by your side week in and week out, helping you to achieve your goals and to do it better, to do it more effectively, to do it in a way where you can lose the weight and never gain it back again, come work with me. This is your like the best opportunity. This is the best time to do it and to get started. But don't put yourself in a weight loss vacuum. This is not about trying to control and manipulate and set up all these external circumstances so that we can try to lose weight easier or faster. I want to help you lose weight in a way that works with your lifestyle. Whether you have kids, whether you're married, whether you're single, like it, no matter what circumstances you're working with. And teach you how to not turn to food. Teach you how to not make food the primary source of your joy and pleasure each day. You can enjoy your food. I highly encourage you to. But let's not make it the primary source. Let's not make it the only source. Okay, so if you would like to do this work, you want to have some fun and do this with me, whether it's around weight loss and food, whether it's on a dating, maybe a break from dating. It's like a dating journey, but maybe you're taking a break from dating. Really figure this out so that you can truly heal internally and create not just an amazing year, but ultimately create that amazing future vision that you have for your life, no matter what that looks like. All right. If you would like my help with this, then I would love to chat. You can schedule a free consultation at www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. And the link is in the description. So just click that link and schedule a time on my calendar where we can dive deep into what's going on. What have you been doing? What's worked? What hasn't worked? Where do you feel stuck? We're going to really get clear on, is there overeating or emotional eating? What's really happening? And I'll share how I can help you solve this problem and how I can help you create a really, not just a healthy relationship with food, but like the life and the body that you truly crave, to create a body that you feel drop dead gorgeous in, to make it so easy to pick out clothes in the morning because everything fits and looks flattering and you feel amazing in it. That's what I want to help you do, so that you wake up with energy, you wake up in less pain, you wake up more refreshed, you're following through in your career, at your job, in your business, with the habits that you said you were going to do. You have more patience with your kids. You are less snippy. You are less anxious. You're sleeping better. This is what it's all about. All right. Here's to 2025, y'all. Can't believe it. I am so excited. This is a year of massive transformation, and it's only just getting started. All right. I hope you'll have a fabulous week. Enjoy the new year. And again, if this has resonated with you and you want to do this with a coach by your side, helping you figure out all the ins and outs and all the nuances and really make this year you lose the weight and keep it off, let's talk. All right, here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.